This is a conversation between a mother and her teenage daughter. In 2000, Maria Rivas immigrated from El Salvador to the United States, where she received temporary protected status, allowing her to stay and work legally. But in September 2019, TPS is set to expire for nearly 200,000 immigrants from El Salvador, including Rivas. And if forced to leave the U.S., she won't risk taking her U.S.-born daughter with her. At StoryCorps, mother and daughter sat down to talk about their uncertain future.
What was it like for you to come here to the U.S.?
I didn't know, besides good morning and what's your name, when I came here. And when you were a baby, I used to read to you that Dr. Seuss books, like one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. And that's how I learned English, reading to you.
You know, I never really put in much thought that you were an immigrant. I just thought that, you know, you're my mom. And I never thought that you would have to leave. I was at school when my phone buzzed and I just saw the notification that TPS was going to terminate. And I remember I started crying.
When you called me, I tried to calm you down. I am like, okay, this is happening. This is really happening. So I put myself together because I knew that I have to be strong for you. And I didn't promise something that I cannot keep. So I didn't promise you that everything will be okay, but I promise I'm going to make sure that you are okay.
What are you most afraid of?
I'm terrified of missing you growing up. It's terrifying. I think that I'm more afraid of that than to go back to my country. Yeah.
I'm scared that I'm gonna have to do everything by myself.
You're not going to be alone, I promise to you that. And I'm very hard to get rid of. So I'm going to be on the phone all the time.
What are your hopes for the future?
That I'm going to die of an old age and be the pain on your neck all the time. And make sure that you find strength even in a bad moment.